Now, Graham, can you yodel as well as Janet McBride?
I can't even yodel by accident.
Neither can I. But it leads us into this story about cheese fondue parties of yesteryear, which they can still be experienced in restaurants across Switzerland, especially in winter when fondue is more or less the national dish, as Stephen Neithardt of Swiss Tourism Zurich region tells Veronica Matheson while singing the praises of his hometown.
Stephen, you come from Zurich. Most people look on it as being a banking city and, you know, very serious.
Yes, this is the perception that people still have about Zurich, but nowadays it's everything else than a banking city. I mean, you still have banks and insurance companies which are based in Zurich, but there is also a reason that they're based in Zurich, because it's such a livable city, it's a very green city, and we have a lot of attractions to offer. This is also why a lot of people like to work in Zurich.
So the people of Zurich are very friendly, are they?
They're very friendly. They're very also open-minded, welcoming, because it's a very international city. So they're used to travelers from all over the world, and I think they love to host the people in their city. It's a dynamic city, actually. We're attached to the lake, to two rivers. You can swim in the river. You can swim in the lake as well.
The style of the city, the architecture. Tell me a little bit about that.
The architecture of Zurich is all about the quality, I would say. They have it's not that we have the building where you say, okay, this is a huge, amazing building, but it's like the small things in Zurich. Everything is done perfectly. The architecture is like thought till the end, so every detail fits and how it has to be, that it's also functional. I think this is like the architecture which is typical for Zurich, that it's quality and design. Everything works perfectly together.
And what about high-rises?
This is a thing. I mean, in Switzerland, you don't find a lot of high-rise buildings. We have one in Zurich. The biggest one is it's 126 meters high. It's called the Prime Tower. It used to be the biggest building in Switzerland. Now they have a bigger building in Basel. But actually, the one in Zurich, I like it very much. It looks like a blue tower. It has a window covered everywhere, and they look very bluish in a way. Yeah, I love the tower, actually. And they have a restaurant on top. It's called The Clouds, a restaurant and a bar. So if you want to visit Zurich, this is a perfect spot to go to. So you get a perfect overview of the city. You see the Alps from there. You see the lake. So yeah, just go. It's free. You go up there and have a drink. You can actually not miss it. It's like the only huge building we have.
There'd obviously be a lot of buildings that, you know, are centuries old.
Yes, especially in the old town. There are still a lot of these traditional houses. You know, Zurich has over 2,000 years of history. It already used to be a Roman city. So obviously we still have a lot of houses, not from the Roman times, but the medieval times, which makes it very cozy to stroll through these little alleys. Yes, I think this is a typical old town you can find, and it's quite amazing because it's just next to the river, so it gives perfect atmosphere.
It sounds lovely.
It is.
And trendy hotels. I'm told that you have obviously a lot of old-fashioned hotels, you know, the traditional hotels, but you've obviously got some very new, trendy hotels moving in.
Yes, we just got recently the 25 Hours Hotel, Langstrasse it's called. It's at Langstrasse, which is more the nightlife district. The hotel itself, it's very trendy, very colorful. It's next to Europa Allee, which is a new district we have, which is which they built in the last couple of years. With a lot of shops, designer stores, trendy restaurants. And the hotel fits perfectly in this area. It's very casual, actually. So people love it. It's not too stiff, so it's a perfect hotel for a city break.
And when it's called 25 hours, is that because you go and you only stay there 25 hours?
Maybe you get an extra hour or so if you stay there. Added value you get.
So it's a late checkout. And restaurants, I mean, obviously food would be a big deal in Zurich.
It's actually huge. We also started a new festival, a new food festival. It's called Food Zurich, very simple. And it's always happening end of May till beginning of June. And it's all about food. So you can like participate at over 150 food events. So it will be happen again next year, 2019. I don't have the exact dates now, but
yeah. It'll be in summer.
Yeah, and spring, summer. Early summer, end of May, beginning of June. It's different. You can, if you attend one of the events, it's like a tasting, it could be, or a cooking class. But there is also like a street food festival with about 100 food stalls where you can eat everything you can imagine. And the quality is very good. It's Swiss quality food, so People love it, just to stroll around there and have some fun.
So you obviously have some hot restaurants there. Which are the ones that everybody's talking about at the moment?
This is hard. I mean, to choose one. I think it really depends what you're looking for. If you want to go for a Michelin star restaurant, I think it's the Echo, it's called, at the Atlantis by Giardino. This is one of the best restaurants in Zurich. Or the other one, it's called The Restaurant at the Dolder Grand. It's also a two-star Michelin restaurant, which is quite hot at the moment as well. So this is like the top notch you can get, actually.
So what would you eat?
I think something you have to try in Switzerland is a cheese fondue, which people love to eat during winter time. It's obviously a heavy meal because it's melted cheese, but so you really can taste the real Swiss cheese. There are also restaurants where you can sit outside and have the fondue outside. So you're covered in blankets and you have your hot cheese fondue. It's amazing, yeah.
So if you go to Zurich, how long would you stay there for?
I would stay there for 3 to 4 nights. So you have 2 days for the city itself. The city is not too big. Everything is walkable, so you can discover quite a lot in 2 days. But what I would do is also to use Zurich as a hub destination. So for the other 2 days, you should explore the surroundings. So you should go to, for example, Mount Rigi, Mount Pilatus, like places you can easily reach within a half-day, day trip. But you still can have your hotel in Zurich, so you don't have to check out and check in hotels. So just stay at one place and discover also alpine regions. Discover the Rhine Falls, for example, which is about 45 minutes from Zurich. It's the biggest waterfall in Europe. So this is places you can visit, which are quite amazing. And as I said, you don't lose any time of checking out and checking in.
So it's a great pit stop to sort of move about.
Yes.
Christmas markets must be pretty big in Zurich, are they?
Yes, they're huge. We used to have just one Christmas market. Nowadays, we have about 4 to 5 markets in the city. It's getting bigger and bigger. We really turn into a Christmas destination. And we got all range of markets. We have even an indoor market. It's in the main station. It's the biggest indoor Christmas market in Europe. So if you get bad weather, there is a chance to go. They also have a huge Christmas tree with up to 5,000 Swarovski crystals. Besides this, we got a market at the Bellevue Square, which is close to the lake. Very focusing on stuff which is designed in Zurich or produced in Zurich. So it's a very trendy, hip market. And the location is perfect, just in front of the Opera House and next to the lake. So it really fits perfectly to the Christmas time.
And what sort of weather do you have at Christmas time? Is it cold?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. We can have snow during December. But, it will be around, let's say, -5 to +5 degrees. But the good thing is, you know, in Switzerland, all the houses are heated up. So you can go out in the cold, stroll around a little bit, and then you go back to a restaurant, which is very cozy, and you can have a proper meal.
It sounds like fun. Thank you very much for your time.
Stephen Neinhardt of Swiss Tourism, who was visiting Australia recently from his home in Zurich. He was speaking there with Veronica Matheson.